我必须请王义伦姐妹上来读今天的经。蒋义伦，竟然搞错王义伦跟杨义伦。
请大家打开《传道书》第八章一到十七节，是牧师今天讲到的内容。《传道书》第八章第一节。谁如智慧人呢？谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，并使他脸上的暴气改变。我劝你遵守王的命令，既指神起誓，理当如此。不要急躁离开王的面前，不要固执行恶，因为他凡事都随自己的心意而行。王的话本有权力，谁敢问他说你做什么呢？凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患。智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理，各样事物成就都有时候和定理。因为人的苦难重压在他身上，他不知道将来的事，因为将来如何谁能告诉他呢？无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期。这场征战无人能免，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。这一切我都见过，也专心查考日光之下所做的一切事。有时这人管辖那人，令人受害。我见恶人埋葬归入坟墓，又见行正直事的离开圣地，在城中被人忘记，这也是虚空。因为断定罪名不立刻施行，所以世人满心作恶。罪人虽然作恶百次，倒想长久的年日，然而我准知道，敬畏神的就是在他面前敬畏的人，终究必得福乐。恶人却不得福乐，也不得长久的年日。这年日好像影儿，因他不敬畏神。世上有一件虚空的事，就是一人所遭遇的反照恶人所行的，又有恶人所遭遇的反照一人所行的。我说这也是虚空，我就称赞快乐。原来人在日光之下莫强如吃喝快乐，因为他在日光之下，神赐他一生的年日，要从劳碌中时常享受所得的。我专心求智慧，要看世上所做的事，我就看您神一切的作为，知道人查不出日光之下所做的事，任凭他费多少力寻查都查不出来。就是智慧人虽想知道也是查不出来。
前两个星期我们谈到什么是真智慧。
Two weeks ago, we talked about what real wisdom is.
我们讲到一个有真智慧的人是一个不自我为意的人。
We say that one who knows real wisdom, is one that is not self-righteous.
他也明白人的罪性。
He understands the sinful nature of man.
而且并且他一个是一个敬畏神的人。
He is also a God-fearing man.
我们今天这段经文谈到这个罪恶的现实。
The scripture today talk about the fact of sin.
和他所带来的问题。
And also what the consequences of sin.
那么所罗门王从一个不信神的角度来看这个问题。
King Solomon looked at this problem from an atheistic point of view.
那么这个问题经常都会有人问。
This is a question frequently asked.
世上为什么有这么多的苦难？
Why are there so much suffering on earth?
世上为什么有这么多不公平的事情？
Why are there so much unfairness on earth?
那么如果这位神是一位好的神的话，他为什么会不阻止这些事情发生呢？
If this God is good, then how come he didn't prevent any of these things from happening?
那么难道这位神不理吗？
Does he not care?
那么这些问题通常都对一些不知论者或者一些无神论者所问的问题。
These are often questions asked by the agnostics and also the atheists.
那么甚至一些信神的人也会问这些问题。
Even some Christians will ask these.
那么罪恶的存在和它所带来的后果是一件事实的事情。
It is a fact about sin and the consequences of sin.
那么人心的邪恶和人心的罪恶，在过去和现今的时代，我们可以看到和体会到。
We can see the evil nature of sin from past history and also from present days.
那么自从人类的始祖犯罪以后，
From the very beginning, when man's ancestors sinned,
那么邪恶的存在和现实是无可否认的事情。
Sin entered, and it is a fact.
那么从今天的经文，我们看到所罗门王来探讨这个罪恶的现实和他带来的一些问题。
From the scripture today, we see King Solomon want to explore and examine sin.
那么所罗门王从我们人的三个生活领域来看这个问题。
King Solomon wants to look at three different lifestyle, to look at the sin problem.
那么第一个就是权力的问题。
The first area is power.
那么自从神用洪水来毁灭这个世界之后
，Ever since God destroyed the earth with the flood.
我们看到在创世纪里面第十章告诉我们挪亚的儿子韩生了一个儿子叫做古士。
And we see in Genesis chapter 10, the son of Noah, Ham, also has another son called Cush.
那么这古士后来生了一个孩子叫做以路。
Cush also has another son called Nimrod.
那么圣经告诉我们这个以路他是世上英雄之首。
And in the Bible it says Nimrod is a mighty warrior.
而且他在耶和华的面前他是一个英勇的猎物。
And he is also a mighty hunter before the Lord.
那么圣经也告诉我们他成立了好多的国家。
And the Bible also told us that he established different kingdoms.
那么这说明说这个人以路这个人是一个有权力的人。
So it tells us that Nimrod is a powerful man.
那么他以他的权力来统治这些国家。
He uses power to gain control of these kingdoms.
那么如果我们看圣经历史的进展的话
，And if we look at the biblical history,
我们可以看到法老王。
We can see Pharaoh.
我们也可以看到。这个巴比伦王尼布加尼撒王
，We also see the king of Babylon Nebuchadnezzar。
我们也可以看到波斯王大力王。
We can see the king of Persia Darius。
当我们进入新约圣经的时候，我们看到这罗马皇帝凯撒。
In the New Testament, we see the emperor of Rome Caesar。
他们都有类似的那种权力。
They also have similar power.
他们不只有这种权力。
They not only have the power.
这些君王都有那种独裁的那种权力。
But they also have dictatorship.
所以我们看到上百万的人民受到他们的压迫。
And we see millions of their people were suppressed.
那么以色列人本身也曾经受过这些君王的迫害。
The Israelites, the Jews themselves, has also suffered under their power.
其实所罗门王本身也迫害他自己的子民。
And actually, King Solomon himself had suppressed his own people.
因为当以色列这个国家在经济成长的时候
，Because when the kingdom of Israel was growing economically,
国家需要很多很多的劳工。
The kingdom needs a lot of labor.
因为劳工的不足。
And because the laborer were lacking,
所以所罗门王需要自己的子民来参与这个建国的工程。
So King Solomon required his own people to join in the labor.
我们都知道这些君王拥有很大很大的权力。
We know that all these kings have a lot of power.
啊，基本上民主的制度是不存在的。
Basically, democracy does not exist.
啊，王想要做什么就做什么。
The king wants whatever, then it's done.
啊，不听王的命令的人都会得到迫害。
Those who are disobedient will be suppressed.
甚至会丧失他们的生命。
They may even lose their life.
而其实这些独裁的权力还是存在今天的世代里面。
And actually, dictatorship continue to exist in this present day.
啊，比如说我们看这个北韩。
For example, in North Korea.
啊，或者在啊缅甸。
In Myanmar.
啊，还有以前的伊拉克。
And the Iraq.
啊，这些国家都是。由那个独裁的领袖来统治这些国家。
These countries are controlled by dictators.
但是今天世界上很多国家。
But today in many other countries.
那么虽然不像这个北韩或者伊拉克或者这个缅甸。
Even though they are not like North Korea, Myanmar, or the old Iraq.
但是他们的领袖多多少少都有一点独裁那种权力。
The leaders of those countries more or less still have some kind of dictator's power over them.
所以当面对这些独裁的领袖的时候，我们应当怎么做？
So when we face this kind of dictatorship, what should we do?
所以所罗门王在八章第一节到第九节描述一个官长在王宫里应当做的事情。
So from chapter 8, verse 1 to 9, King Solomon describes what an officer should do.
他说这些官长必须以智慧来面对这些独裁的君王。
He said these officers need to have wisdom to face these dictators.
然后比如说王吩咐他做一些邪恶的事情。
For example, if a king ordered him to do something evil,
或者做一些事情他不喜欢做的，
or to do something that he does not like,
那么他应当怎么办呢？
Then what should he do?
所以在这种情况以下，圣经告诉我们，他必须以智慧来面对这个困难。
In the Bible, it says, under these circumstances, you need to face them with wisdom.
所以所罗门王做了一些建议。
So he made some suggestions.
所以所罗门王说你必须遵守王的命令。
King Solomon said, under these circumstances, you need to obey the king.
如果我们看第二节，这里讲到我劝你遵守王的命令，即指神的启示，理当如此。
In verse 2 it says, obey the king's command, I say, because you took an oath before God.
那么既然这些王都是独裁的，我们为什么要遵守他的命令呢？
So then why should we obey these kings if they are dictators?
那么其中一个原因就是在第五节。
One of the reasons is in verse 5.
那么这里讲到凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患，智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理。
It says whoever obeys his command will come to no harm, and the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure.
所以这里讲到当遵守王的命令的时候，那个祸患就不会临到那个人的身上。
Here it says, if you obey the king's command, then no harm will come to you.
那除此以外，新约圣经里面罗马书13章也告诉我们必须遵守王的命令。
And besides that, in the New Testament, Romans chapter 13, it also tells us that we must submit ourselves to the governing authorities.
罗马书十三章第一节第二节说
In chapter 13 of Romans verses 1 to 2
他说在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒必自取刑罚。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authoritiesFor there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves.
所以换句话说，如果我们抗拒这些君王的话，就是抗拒神的命令。
So in other words, if you rebel against these
kings, then you're rebelling against God.
所以身为基督徒的我们有责任去遵守这些君王或者统治者。
So as Christians, we have the responsibility to obey those in authority and the kings.
那么甚至是一些邪恶的掌权者。
Even though they may be evil leaders.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们必须遵守、遵命这些掌权者。
Because the Bible tells us that we must obey those in authority.
那么至于这些掌权者、这些独裁的君王，他们的做法将来会得到神的审判。
Whatever these leaders are doing, in the future they will face judgment from God.
如果我们看第八节的话，那里讲到他们也没有权利掌管生命，将生命留住。
In verse 8 of Ecclesiastes, it's also said that they have no power over anything or power over his own death.
那么有一天他们也必须要经历这个死亡的问题。
One day they will have to face death.
马来西亚的前任首相他执政了20年。
The former Prime Minister of Malaysia, he was in power for 20 years.
所以在位这么长的时间。
So he was in power for such a long period of time.
所以使他成为一个独裁的人。
He became a dictator.
所以他使用他拥有那种权力。
He used his power.
他贪用国家的公款。
And he used the fund of the government.
但是他的做法今天终于结束了。
But the way he did things finally came to an end.
那么今天他今年他已经82岁了。
This year he's 82 years old.
他的身体也不是很好，可能很也不能够活得很久。
He's in poor health and he may not last long.
圣经告诉我们，一个独裁的人，他有一天也要面对这个死亡的问题。
The Bible tells us even a dictator will one day face his own death.
那么既然这些掌权者这么独裁和邪恶，
And since all these leaders are so evil,
那么基督徒是否应当完全的遵守他们的命令吗？
Do Christians need to completely obey all their orders?
那么基督徒是否可以抗拒一些不公道的事情吗？
Can a Christian resist against something that is unfair?
那么所以在这方面圣经也有它的教导。
And the Bible also teaches us on this.
如果我们看新约圣经的时候，当使徒彼得传福音的时候，
As we look in the New Testament, as the Apostle Peter was preaching the gospel,
他们被犹太人迫害。
They were persecuted by the Jews.
他们被带到公会面前被大祭司审判。
They were brought forth before the high priest to be questioned.
那么大祭司就问他们。
And so the high priest asked them.
他说我们不是严严地禁止你们不可奉这名教训你吗？
He said we gave you strict orders not to teach in this name.
你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们的身上吗？
And yet, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood.
我们看圣经的时候，彼得和众圣徒就回答说。
And as we look at the Bible, Peter and the other apostles replied.
他说，顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
He said, we must obey God.Rather than man.
所以我们看教会历史里面不少的基督徒被关在监牢里面。
And as we look at the history of the church, many Christians were put in jail.
甚至为了福音的缘故被害。
And they were even martyred for the gospel's sake.
因为他们所做的是为了真道而做。
Because what they did is for the truth.
所以从这个角度来看，我们看到神的律法高过了。人的立法。
So from this angle, we can see that the law of God is higher than man's law.
所以在这种情况以下，基督徒可以不遵守这些君王的命令。
So under this circumstance, then the Christians can not obey.
但基督徒必须也要有智慧。
But Christians must also have wisdom.
如何去面对这些邪恶的掌权者？
How to face the evil leaders?
那么在第五节下半段的时候，也告诉我们智慧的人的心 能辨明时候和定理。
And in the later half of verse 5, it says the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure.
所以这里讲到我们必须要有智慧来辨明时候跟定理。
So here it tells us that we must know the proper time and procedure.
我们也必须辨明什么时候做什么事情。
We need to know when to do what.
一个冲动的人不能够解决问题。
A firecracker person does not know when.
所以一个有智慧的人能够帮助我们明白在不同的处境里面。
And a wise man will help us to understand in different circumstances.
按照时候和定理来做正确的事情。
To know the proper time and the proper procedure.
所以第五节下半节告诉我们。
So in the later half of verse 5 it says.
而智慧的人的心能辨明时候和定理。
The wise heart will know the proper time and procedure.
所以在旧约圣经里面提到一些神的仆人。
In the Old Testament, it talks about some of the servants of God.
所以在很困难的处境里面表现出他们的智慧。
In very difficult circumstances, they show their wisdom.
所以其中一位就是尼希米。
One of them is Nehemiah.
他是一位波斯王的一位酒政。
He is the cupbearer of the king of Persia.
什么是酒政？
What is a cupbearer?
当这个酒政就是跟王有一个很密切关系的人。
This cupbearer has a very close relationship with the king.
所以王所喝的酒，这个酒政必须先喝。
The wine of the king, before the king tasted it, this cupbearer has to drink it first.
万一有人下毒，把这个王毒死。
Just in case somebody has put poison in the cup.
如果有毒的话，那个酒政先死掉。
So if there is poison, then the cupbearer will die first.
所以尼希米这个人，因为他心里面要建造这个城墙，所以心里面感觉到很烦恼。
Nehemiah wanted to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall, and so he was very burdened.
所以他不晓得王会允许他短暂的离开王宫，到耶路撒冷去重建这个城墙。
He didn't know if the king is going to allow him his absence in the court to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls.
如果你看尼希米记的话
，If you look at the book of Nehemiah，
你发现到尼希米。圣经告诉我们他在等待跟祷告。
We can see that the Bible tells us he was waiting and he was praying.
他知道神有一天会为他开路。
He knows that one day God will open up a way.
所以当那个时机到来的时候
，And so when the time comes,
尼希米就把这件事情告诉王。
Nehemiah told his king.
很奇妙的，王就同意他的要求。
And miraculously, the king allowed for him.
我们看到尼希米使用他的智慧来解决这个问题。
So we see that Nehemiah used the wisdom he has to solve this problem.
因为尼希米晓得如何辨别时候和定理。
Because Nehemiah know the proper time and the proper procedure.
还有一位被掳到巴比伦王国的但以理。
There's also one Daniel who was brought as a slave to Babylon.
因为他的信仰，他立志不要吃王所供应的食物。
Because of his faith, he decided not to defile himself with the king's food.
他不要吃这些食物，因为他怕玷污了自己。
He refused those food because he does not want to defile himself.
所以他要求那代太监长允许他不吃王所供应的食物。
So he asked for permission not to eat.The royal food.
但是但以理这个人他没有强硬的要求王说他不可以吃这些食物。
But he didn't forcefully insist that he will not eat those food.
但是他对太监讲说
What he told the guard was
他说让他吃菜喝白水十天然后看他的面貌比那些吃王的食物少年人来看有什么相差。
He said, give me nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink for 10 days, and then compare my appearance to the others.
但是很奇妙的，但以理的建议得到王的允许。
And also, miraculously, it was accepted.
那么使到他跟他三位朋友没有得到玷污。
So he and his three friends was not defiled.
还被王选上在王宫里面服侍神。
They were chosen to be in the court to serve.
那么这显示但以理在王的面前那种智慧。
And it shows us the wisdom Daniel has before the king.
所以当我们看新约圣经的时候。
As we look at the New Testament,
我们看到使徒们把这个福音传扬出去的时候，
we see the apostles while they are spreading the gospel.
他们被宗教领袖捉拿，交在官方的手里。
They were caught by the religious leaders and thrown in jail.
我们发觉到这些使徒没有用暴力来抗拒这些掌权者。
We noticed that the apostles did not use force to resist their arrest.
他们宁愿为了福音的缘故。被关在监牢里面。
They would rather be placed in jail for the gospel's sake.
所以在这些独裁的掌权者之下。
So under the ruling of dictators.
那么基督徒必须要有智慧如何去辨明时候而定理来行事。
Christians must know the proper time and procedure to deal with things.
那么身为一位基督徒活在这个邪的世界里面。实在不是容易的事情。
So as Christians living in this evil world, it is not a simple task.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们必须要有智慧。
But the Bible tells us we must have wisdom.
所以罪所带来的第二个问题，我们看到就是不公正的问题。
So the second problem brought forth by sin is injustice.
我们看第十四节的时候，所罗门王说：“世上有一件虚空的事，就是义人所遭遇的。”反照恶人所行的。
It says in verse 14, there is something else meaningless that occurs on earth. Righteous men who get what the wicked deserve, and wicked men who get what the righteous deserve.
又有恶人所遭遇的，反照义人所行的。我说这也是虚空。
The wicked man who get what the righteous deserve, this too I say, is meaningless.
那么显然我们看到这些都是很不公平的事情。
So obviously we see that these are all unfair.
好人得到恶人的报应。
Righteous man got what the wicked deserve.
恶人得到好人的报应。
And the wicked got what the righteous deserve.
我曾经听过有人说。
I have heard somebody said.
他说这个人这么好，为什么会遇到这么多的苦难？
He said, this is such a good guy. Why did he face so many problems in his life?
这个人这么好，他为什么这么年轻就离开这个世界？
He is such a good guy. How come he has such a short life?
所罗门王说，罪人虽然作恶百次，倒想长久的年日，这是十二节说的。
And in verse 12, King Solomon said, although a wicked man commits 100 crimes and still lives a long time,
有些人经常做坏事。
A lot of people do bad things.
但是他们却活到很长命。
But they live a long time.
这真是不公平的事情。
It is unfair.
在第十节，所罗门王也说，他曾经去参加一个葬礼。
And in verse 10, King Solomon said, I have been to a funeral.
他说，死去的人曾经经常到圣殿里面去敬拜。
He said this person.Come and go from the holy place.
他并且这个人经常得到别人的称赞。
And he also received praise from other people.
但是所罗门王说，这个人不是一个敬虔的人。
But this one is not a God-fearing man.
他说，反而那些敬虔的人被人家忘记了。
But those God-fearing men were forgotten by others.
这些不公平的事情实在是太多太多了。
There are so many injustices.
不只是发生在所罗门王的时代。
It does not only happen during King Solomon's reign.
在我们今天的社会里面，周遭都可以看到。
And we can often see this happening around us.
世上有很多不公平的事情。
There is a lot of injustice that happens.
我们看到很富有的人欺压穷苦的人。
We see those who are wealthy suppressing those who are poor.
我们看到一些有钱的人很有钱。
We see that the wealthy are very, very wealthy.
我们看到一些很穷苦的人连三餐都成问题。
And we see the poor, they don't even know when the next meal comes.
墨西哥看起来不是一个很富有的国家。
Mexico, when we look, it is not a very wealthy country.
但是今天最富有的人是墨西哥人。
But today, the world's wealthiest person is a Mexican.
啊，不再是 Bill Gates.
It is not Bill Gates anymore.
我们看到啊，今天世上啊，就是这些墨西哥人啊，最富有的人是一位墨西哥人。
We see that the most wealthy person is a Mexican.
但是我们看到在墨西哥人里面，50%的人口一天的那些费用只是5块钱。
But we see that over 50% of Mexicans, their daily allowance or the daily fee or the daily fund is $5 a day.
所以我们看到这些是很不公平的事情，是不是？
We know that this is unfair.
那么这种现象不止在墨西哥里面，我们可以看到。
We not only see this in Mexico.
那么世界上很多国家都有这种现象。
We see it in many other countries.
啊，比如说在印度。
Such as in India.
或在印尼或者菲律宾。
In Indonesia, in Malaysia.
其实中国大陆也出现这种现象。
Even in China.
啊，中国有些人现在很有钱。
There are some very wealthy people in China nowadays.
但也有些很穷苦、很穷苦的人。
But there are also some that are extremely poor.
所以我们看到不公正和邪恶的世界那种现实。
So we see the fact of injustice and sin.
但是我们也知道这个现实不会一直持续下去。
But we know that this is not going to continue forever.
这些不公正的事情将来在主耶稣基督再来的时候将会停止。
This injustice will stop. The day when Jesus returns,
他们将会受到审判。
They will be judged.
因为在启示录第20章13节讲到。
Because in Revelation chapter 20 verse 13 it says,
他们都照个人所行的受审判。
Each person was judged according to what he had done.
那么也有人说，一个敬畏神的人，他的生命必然会很顺利。
Some people would say a God-fearing man would definitely have a smooth life.
行恶的人都不得福了，也不得长久的年日。
Those who are evil will not have a smooth sailing life. They will not live long.
啊，这些话都是记在12节跟13节。
These were recorded in verses 12 and 13.
啊，但是所罗门王讲了 ，This is nonsense.
But King Solomon said, "This is nonsense."
啊，这是胡言。啊
，nonsense.
This is nonsense. 如果你去看 Good News Bible Translation, 它真的是讲 This is nonsense.
In the Good News Bible Translation, it actually have these words. This is nonsense.
他说你看这个世界。
He said, look at this world.
有时候敬畏神的人得到不好的报应。
Sometimes God-fearing man has a bad outcome.
啊，反而那些恶人得到好的报应。
But the evildoers have good outcome.
啊，有时候我听到有些人说
，Sometimes I heard somebody say，
他说信耶稣很好的，信耶稣之后生活会很顺利的。
He said, "Come believe in Jesus, because then your life will be smooth from that point on."
It's nonsense，
是胡言。
圣经没有说信了耶稣一切都会很顺利。
The Bible never said that when you believe in Jesus, then your life will be smooth.
反而讲到一位敬畏神的人
，and actually it says a God-fearing person，
一位顺服神的人必要经到苦难
，an obedient person will suffer。
那么敬畏神的人、顺服神的人，虽然生活不会顺利
，so even though one who is God-fearing and obedient may not have a smooth life，
但是圣经里面讲到一个信神、顺服神的人，他将会得到神的平安。
The Bible said he in fact will receive peace and joy from God.
是的，这个邪恶的世界里面不公平的事情实在是太多了。
Yes, we did. We do see a lot of injustice in this world.
所以在这个邪恶的世界里面，我们看到那些邪恶的权力。
So in this evil world, we see evil power.
我们看到很多不公平的事情。
We see a lot of injustice.
那么最后，世界上很多事情是我们都不知道的。
And there are a lot of things in this world we don't understand.
是我们人不能够彻透的。
It is something that men cannot understand.
我曾经见过一些人，认为他们什么事都懂。
I have no of people who think they know everything.
什么事他都要坚持，他要明白。
He wants to understand and he wants to know everything.
啊，特别是关于一些超自然的事情。
Especially something about supernature.
啊，向这些人传福音真的是不容易。
It is very difficult to witness to these people.
啊，你把你的神拿出来看。
He said, "Give me your God. Let me see it."
我信耶稣的时候，我没有完全明白这本圣经。
As when I became a Christian, I did not fully understand the whole Bible.
所以有些人想要明白所有的事情。
Some people want to understand and know everything.
所以所罗门王说这是不可能的事情。
King Solomon said this is impossible.
如果你看十六十七节的话，你就明白。
If you look at verses 16 and 17, then you understand.
他说我专心求智慧，要看世上所有的事，有昼夜不睡觉不合眼的。我就看明神一切的作为，知道人查不出日光之下所做的事。
When I applied my mind to know wisdom and to observe man's labor on earth, his eyes not seeing sleep day or night, then I saw all that God has done. No one can comprehend what goes on under the sun.
所以任凭他费多少的啊多少力气去寻查，都查不出来，就是智慧人。虽然知道，也是查不出来。
Despite all his efforts to search it out, man cannot discover its meaning. Even if a wise man claims he knows, he cannot really comprehend it.
所以所罗门王说，人想知道所有的事情。
So King Solomon said, man wants to understand everything.
无论他用了多少的精力和啊他的智慧来去寻求。
No matter how much effort he tried, he used.
但是总是查不出来。
He will not succeed.
啊，不要说关于神的东西。
Don't talk about things about God.
我们知道科学家在做研究，有很多研究神的创造的时候。
We know that when scientists try to research about creation,
他们有很多很多的东西都不知道。
There are a lot of things they don't understand.
啊，何况要去明白这位创造者。
How then can you understand this creator?
所以我们在中有些做研究的。
There are among researchers among us.
啊，英文叫做 research.
In English, it says research.
啊，什么是 research?
What is research?
啊 ，research 就是重找已经存在的东西。
Research is to search once more what already exists.
啊，其实就是寻求知道神所创造的东西。
It is to try to understand and to know what is created by God.
很多神所创造的东西
There are many things created by God.
啊，科学家都不能够吃透。
Scientists cannot understand fully.
何况那些超自然的东西
And how about those supernatural things?
啊，何况这位创始神中的那位主
And how about this everlasting God?
我目前没有完全明白这本圣经。
I cannot fully understand this whole Bible.
啊，可能到我离开这个世界的时候，我也没有不能够完全明白这本圣经。
Maybe the day I leave this world, I may not fully understand this Bible.
所以当以色列人进入迦南地之前
，So before the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
所以摩西，神透过摩西把这个律法讲给这些以色列的子民知道。
God through Moses taught the Israelites about his law.
他在《申命记》29章29节这么说。
And in Deuteronomy 29:29 it says.
他说隐秘的事情是属于耶和华的。
He says the secret things belong to the Lord God.
唯有那些明显的事情是属于我们和我们的子孙。
But the things revealed.Belong to us and to our children.
他说：“好叫我们遵循这律法上的一切话。”
That we may follow all the words of His law.
所以，在这个邪恶的世界里面
，So in this evil world,
我们看到这些邪恶的权力
We can see the evil power.
我们看到很多很多不公平的事情
We see a lot of injustice.
我们也知道很多事情我们都不知道。
We understand that we do not know everything.
但是当耶稣基督再来的时候
，But when Jesus returns,
这些事情都要终止。
All these will cease to exist.
我们将会明白那些隐藏的事情。
And we will know things that are secret in secret.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray in one heart.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主你让我们有智慧能够明白你的话语。
Lord, give us wisdom to understand your words.
让我们在这个邪恶的世界里面做个蒙你喜悦的人。
And amid this evil world, let us be a man who is acceptable to you.
我们将每一位交在你的手中。
We lift up everyone in your hands.
求主保守我们。
Please protect us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.